Welcome to RevCast, the Civilization podcast focused on its console platforms. I'm Joe B. Reeves.
Dan Q.
Barry Caudill. Well, we put out the CivRev demo, and we basically said, okay, well, you get a limited number of turns. We weren't even thinking, like, anybody would get close to winning, and, like, our guys that worked for me, like, testers that I had, could actually get nukes before the demo ran out. And I was like, you have to be kidding me.
That's petrifying to me.
Yeah.
Even in CivRev, you're a cultural victory guy?
I can win cultural and economic basically with my eyes closed.
Oh, boy.
But for me, the science victory is the most elusive one because I just run out of time before I seem to not progress quick enough to get there. And the military victory I can pull off most of the time, but it's not the way I gravitate. That's why I don't play a lot of multiplayer because I'm not Mr. Combat. You know, I like to sort of sit in my corner and just do my thing.
I know why Dan's laughing. Because I'm not either.
How did you use iPhone's gesture support in terms of what you're able to do in CivRev?
I think we could have made more use of it than we did, but you zoom the map by either pinching or pulling. It's a two-finger gesture. If you take your fingers and hold them apart and then squeeze them together, you're basically zooming out. And if you put them on close together and push apart, then you're zooming in. There's other things that's not gesture on the screen, but there's little things like you can flip through the leaders by using the accelerometer and tilting back and forth between the two sides. There's developers out there that have been doing iPhone stuff longer than us in 2K Shanghai that are doing like really cool things. I mean, it feels like the only place it could possibly live is on the iPhone, but we felt like it was a good first attempt for us.
So you're going to make a Palm Pre client soon? Because that's my phone, and I really would rather have that. Stuck with a carrier. What am I supposed to do?
I know.
This is kind of lowest common denominator. I just have to make the point. So, you know, I can think of a one-finger gesture that would be really cool if you could somehow integrate into the game. Could that come in a patch?
That's good. I'll put that on the list. You mean the year number one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's, you know, the largest finger, so you want people to be able to see it, right? The one that sticks out the most, so.
Gotcha.
So speaking of all these similarities and differences, how do the iPhone and iPod Touch releases themselves compare?
They're pretty much identical, although before the GS came out, the second generation Touch was actually a faster processor, and I think that this new iPod Touch they've just talked about is an even faster processor. So the game will definitely take advantage of the improved graphics chips and the faster processor. Everything seems to run a little bit smoother on the newer devices. That's about it, because we didn't really do anything with the camera, and that's one of the big differences between the iPhone and the iPod Touch.
If you had multiplayer capability, then you could use the camera, and then you could give people some gestures that...
It all ties together, doesn't it?
It all comes back to that, right?
All my questions end up making me sound like a real jerk. I get all the, well, your program crashes a lot. What do you have to say about that, huh? How's the patch going? What do you have to say about that, huh? Where's Twitter? You said it'd be there, huh? Where's that? So, okay, but I'll just keep going. I'll be the bad cop. According to some forum posts, accounts of the stability of CivRev have been measured from perfect to terrible, particularly on the 3G model. Are there particular variables that seem to be cropping up from those who are reporting such difficulties? 2K said there would be a patch coming. How's the patch coming?
Well, I think the lion's share, I'm going to go into the 90-number percentage, that the instability was actually in the light version, the demo version of the game. And that was because we found out later on that when you're going back and forth and sending builds, at some point, someone had built the game and left the debug libraries in instead of the release library. On the original iPhone, instead of the newer iPhones, where it's an even slower processor, the debug libraries would actually like make the game sort of time itself out, and that's where a lot of the crashes were coming from. We haven't been able to reproduce a lot of the other issues that have been reported. QA guys have original iPhones. They've got Gs. They've got GSs. So the light version, there is a new version that was posted back on the 2nd, I believe, 2nd of September, somewhere around there. And there are dates and stuff coming for the regular version as we go. It's going to be a combination of things. I mean, some of the updates are new features like content, things like that, and others will also include fixes and things like that. And I've mentioned this before, I think, maybe in the other podcast I did. When you're making software that's going to be seen by thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of people, you can test for a very, very long time, completely ballpark. Let's say I have 100 testers and I keep them on for a year. They're looking at the game and they're looking at the game and they're looking at the game and they're going to log quite a few hours. If I sell a million copies of that game in about an hour, I have eclipsed my testing. In the case of a PC title, you know, you're doing it with all different hardware configurations and things like that. If even consoles, first generation versus second generation, you know, the PS3 Slim just came out. It's kind of inevitable with the amount of people that are buying games and the complexity of modern software. I don't think that there's any bug-free games out there. I think that the only thing you might have is there's bugs that you just haven't found yet.
Let's play a game called Obvious Answers. Which one was the easiest one to expect bugs for? And you got the PC, you have your closed consoles, and you have your closed handhelds. Which one is going to be the one that's going to put you in the ground? It's going to be the PC, just because the sheer amount of differences, like you were talking about. And at the very least, you have the benefit of having that walled garden of the iPhone, the walled garden of the 360. Yeah.
Right.
So at the very least, the complaints should be rather similar. If it's one huge bug, wouldn't you expect them all to be like, okay, it's that one bug that keeps coming in, coming in, and coming in, instead of, well, this guy's mouse doesn't work.
Right.
Or this guy's sound card sounds screwed up, or this, that, 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 that.
Right. And that's the thing. I mean, if a case of something like a crash, I mean, crash is an A bug, and also sometimes major gameplay stoppers are considered A bugs. And then there's B bugs. Always been our policy. We don't even submit a game that has A and B bugs. C bugs, you're starting to get into text and things like that. It's possible that some of those might get waived for the future, but we would never knowingly ship a game that crashes. And so that's why it was a little surprising when we started seeing a lot of reports about the crash in this case, you know, and it turned out that it was more localized to the lower level iPhone. And then when we finally figured out that it was really the light version that most people were talking about, that's when we were able to track it down.
Yeah. So it's a shame that the light version got nailed with that first. And hopefully people don't judge. That must be the way the entire game is. Ha ha.
Yeah. No, it happens. Demos are tough. Demos are in that weird area where they can sell a lot of games. I mean, I've downloaded demos where I'm like, oh, I can't wait for this game to come out. And I've downloaded demos where I'm like, well, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous place. You have to do a really good job on a demo if you want it to add to sale.
Demos used to be 6 months from now the game comes out. And nowadays it's, here's the demo of the game that is available. Polish better be there or else you're going to miss out on the sale, where the demo of 6 months ago, it's like, okay, well, you know what? I understand. They're going to polish it. They got a beat on it. It's going to come out a better product for it. But I think with Microsoft probably leading the charge on this, with Xbox Live's Arcade, for example, saying, okay, the demo comes out the same time of the release of the game, people are going to have pretty strict and pretty broad expectations of what that game needs to be in the demo form.
Exactly.
I like that push for the demos being out closer to release, or even as of the release, kind of like watching trailers on TV. Oh, the best movie ever coming in 18 months. Like,
yeah.
You know what? I'm not even going to remember I watched this 18 months ago. There is no multiplayer capability in this version of CivRev, the fact of which has puzzled a number of people in response. Why was it excluded? How likely is it that this functionality could still be realized?
The reason it's not in there is because its multiplayer is sort of still in its infancy on the iPhone. I mean, it's still something to be worked out. There's only a few games that are just starting to trickle out with decently functioning multiplayer. And I mean, I guess it was the 3.0 update that really opened it up, if I remember correctly. That's not that many months ago. So we were pretty far into development when that came out. That was a big change for us, too, is because we definitely knew that we had to make the game work on this slightly new spec. So I think that it's the kind of thing that you're going to see a lot more. And it's certainly something that we're looking into to make sure it works correctly. But we don't want to release something that wouldn't be right. We don't want to release something that wouldn't be timely. So it's still something that we're working on.
here's three old people asking a question about Twitter integration. Since none of us have Twitter, but it was mentioned as something in the future to have Twitter integration, how's that going?
It's still on the wish list. We would like to get in because it's actually a pretty cool idea. Twitter is actually tied into Facebook pretty well. I mean, people that have Twitter accounts can have them attached to their Facebook. So if you're on Facebook and you're playing one of those Mafia Wars or one of those kinds of games, there's a lot of announcements that come up. We thought that it would be great if you could say something like, wow, you know, Dan just won a cultural victory. All your non-geek friends can be like, what the heck is going on? You know?
Everybody knows that cultural victories don't really exist, Barry. No,
hey, I'm a culture. That's my thing. I'm a cultural victory guy.
Oh, so who have we been talking to all this time? Speaking of officially noted coming soons, achievements have also been mentioned. Are those being modeled on those available on the Xbox 360 version? Or?
Yeah, I think that a lot of those are very useful and would carry over really well. As we get farther into it, I would probably like to see some that are specific to the iPhone. I'm not exactly sure how that would be, but it might be nice if there were some that were different. I'm not even sure how that integrates. You know, like happen to get 15 phone calls while you were playing or something. I don't know. You managed to win after 15 phone calls. That would be good.
You were able to do text messaging the entire time. You know, you were switching between right. Text, come fast as finger or something like that.
There you go.
Yeah, look at me. I do this. Come up with achievement names. Wow.
It's an art. It really is.
Well, I've gotten enough achievements on the 360 to know, got to name them something ironic and hilarious.
Allude to books and pay tribute to movies. And
yeah, exactly. Look at all the awesome achievements you have in Civ Rev.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the really esoteric ones. So, yeah, I'm not worried about you guys. You guys will come up. I have to get out a book of phrases to look them up.
I mean, I guess I've been with Firaxis since right after Civ 3 shipped, almost 8 years now. I think I started in February of 2002. I started here as the QA manager, went from QA to production. Then on Civ 4, I was the senior producer. And then after that, I was promoted to executive producer, which just means I run several of the departments here. I run the, obviously, production department. And then some of the designers report to me. Obviously, Sid doesn't report to me. He doesn't have to report to anybody. I also manage the audio department as well as the QA department. Even though I was the executive producer and I was managing these other things, I was lucky enough to get to work with Sid on Civ Revolution as producer, which was tough, but it was well worth the extra effort.
Did you get your fingers kind of dirty actually doing the coding, or was it more of the wrangling of the cats?
I was wrangling the cats. Sid very much had his fingers through all of the code, which is wonderful. I think that's why the game took off and did as well as it did. The reason that I'm even in the industry at all is because I was a Civilization II player. I used to be a musician full-time, and I was in a period of time where I was looking for something else, and I literally opened up the newspaper, and it said, MicroProse is looking for testers. And I said, well, I know MicroProse, and of course, I live in Maryland.
It just seems like such a common thread, especially with the strategy game programmers, that it's, I started on Civ, dot, dot, dot.
Oh, yeah.
Civ started it.
Is there anything else you want to touch upon about Civilization Revolution for the iPhone and iPod Touch that we haven't already?
I think we've touched a lot of stuff. We were incredibly happy with the way it came out. We're incredibly thankful that we had the 2K Shanghai available to us to be able to do it. I know that there are some plans for additional content and things like that coming down in the future, and I think there's some really exciting stuff still to come.
Thank you for listening to the 12th episode of RevCast. I'm your interim regular co-host, Dan Q, with regular co-host, Joby Reeves.
Bye.
And our very special guest, executive producer at Firaxis Games, Barry Cottle.
Hey.
So many questions I wanted to ask that I knew I couldn't and shouldn't.
It was fun being here. I had a great time.
For more information about RevCast, sibling shows Polycast and Modcast, or about Polycast in general, log on to the series' official website at thepolycast.net. Record date, September 11th, 2009.
Civilization Revolution Sounds Clips, copyright Take Two Interactive.
Copyright 2009, Civilized Communication at civcom.net.